Miss Norma Garcia, has been in and out of the hospital all of her adult life. She's had many different problems, and now then she's got Parkinson's and lupus, and there's no cure for lupus, and not a whole lot they can do for Parkinson's, and you're going to tell me my mama's sick because of a sin? I mean, one of the, her boys could have reached up and grabbed me by the nape of the neck and slapped me twice and said, "My mama's not a sinner." See? And you ask one of the grandbabies, "You know your grandma's sick because of sin?" "What do you mean? My grandmother's the best grandmother in the world." They get fighting mad. But I've had this over and over and over. But I went to Mandy Lou's Inn a few years ago and I preached this. And I said, "You know, if you got an unforgiveness," and I said, "God knows your heart. He knows even the intent of your heart." I said, "If you got a grudge against somebody, an unforgiveness towards somebody, if you've not watched your mouth right there," I said, "you can be sick and afflicted and the world won't know about it. You can be grumbling about people behind their back. You can be grumbling only when you're out in the back 40, when you're mowing grass, when the mower's running, but you're mad and you're upset and you don't tell nobody and it'll make you sick." Norma Garcia, her daddy, when she was a child, abused her. And she hated him with a passion. But she never told anybody what he did to her as a little girl. Nobody. But she held it in that heart. And what did it do? It made her sick all of her life. Norma heard this for the first time, that her unforgiveness toward her dad is what had opened the door to the enemy. And that's why she had been sick. That's why she had had all the different surgeries. That's why she had Parkinson, lupus, and all these things. The woman sitting in her seat repented and said, "God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know this. But Lord, I've been a loving, kind mother, grandmother, and nobody sees me as a sinner but you. And so, Lord, I repent. I forgive my daddy. And I promise to love him." And Norma got out of her seat and walked down that aisle. And when she got right there, she's like this. She's got Parkinson. This is about how bad she's shaking. I said, "What's wrong with you, woman?" She said, "I have Parkinson and lupus." And I reached up and laid my hand on her shoulder and said, "In the name of Jesus." And that's all I got out. She had been such a wonderful mother and grandmother and servant of God. He wanted to heal her, but he could not until she repented. And the minute she repented and I touched her in the name of Jesus, the King instantly healed Norma Garcia from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And in the last 4 or 5 years, she's not been back to a doctor or had a single thing wrong with her, and she's walked in divine health ever since. Amen. Yeah, and she's prayed over people. Now look what God said, "Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lip, put far from thee. Let your eyes look right on and let those eyelids look straight before you." Now then, do you think he means that?
Yeah.
So why is it then when guys, listen to me.
Yeah, really.
Girls, listen to me, but mainly guys. Why is it a guy can be looking right here? He's looking me right in the eye, sir. Me and you are talking, and all of a sudden a real pretty young lady walks in the door. He says, "Still talking to you, but wow, look at that. Isn't that really something? Look at that. Wow." Now, guys don't do that, do they? Whoa. A lot of them do that, don't they? And when they look at a girl, do they ever look at her right in her eye? Where are they looking? Oh, sometimes, but where are they looking? Other places. There's a girl that's looked at some of those guys. She knows. You know, she knows where guys look. They look at the wrong places. Now, what did God say do right here? What did he say right here? "Let your eyes look right on and let those eyes look straight before you." Don't be looking at those women at the wrong places. You know, why you say, "Well, the girl turned and walked out, so I can look at it anywhere I want to now." Who's watching you? Oh, God's watching you. And he's always watching you. And he said, "That little roaming eye, I hate those roaming eyes." If God hates roaming eyes, you better learn to get rid of them. You know it? Well, you don't have to. You can be sick and die early. That's okay. You know, people don't understand these principles, do they? They don't understand it. But God, it's in the book, isn't it? It's in the book. Now, you know, like I said, you don't have to do anything. That's just like I've had people call me, and I've got to where now I'm just blunt. I hate to be so blunt, but sometimes you just have to be. Thurman, my son, I mean, I'm having a problem with my son. He's seeing demons. Ah, I said, what kind of sin is he living in? Is he married? Well, no, he's not married, but he was married, but he divorced his wife. I said, well, how long ago? Well, 3 years ago. I said, well, you got another girlfriend? Well, yeah. I said, you living with her? Well, yeah. Oh, okay, he's going to be seeing a whole lot more demons. You know? God, I said, he professes to be a Christian? Well, yeah, he says he is. I said, don't go to church, though, does he? No, he quit going to church about 3 years ago. And you want to know why the boy's seeing demons? Let me tell you, God's sending a switch to whip him. That's what he's doing. And that's those demons. You know, I don't see those critters. You know, I don't have no problem with them. You know, they ain't bothering me. I've come to realize I don't have to worry about getting the switch. When I learned that God is daddy and I'm the child, and when I obey, he said, I'll bless you. He didn't say get the switch after me. But he said, if you disobey me, I'll get the switch after you. So some of you think about children, you know. I mean, you think about how children are. You know, will children put you to the test? Yes. Oh, yeah. They'll put you to the test over and over and over. And, of course, when they're little bitty, you know, you can give them one little swat, sometimes with a little stick or something, and it'll get their attention. But when you get to be a little bigger, I remember when I got to be a little bigger, my mother, if I did something wrong after I got a little bigger, up about this big, she was the kindest, gentlest mother you can ever imagine. She never screamed at me, son, I want you to do this. And if I disobeyed, she said, son, did you hear me? I said, yes, Mom. Why didn't you do it? Well, I didn't want to. Oh, okay, she said, no problem. So she goes out the door, and she takes her butcher knife with her, and she goes out there, and she cuts a peach tree limb off and trims it up nice. And I thought, what's Mama doing? And then she come in, she said, son, come over here. And as soon as I walk up, she grabs me by the arm. And when she gets to wearing my legs out from about my waist all the way down to my ankles and back up, what did you want me to do, Mother? It didn't take but one of those till next time. And she didn't hit me one time with that little switch. She left red marks on me. She wore my backside out. Next time she said, son, I want you to go do something. Yes, ma'am. I'll go do it. And usually right quick, you know. Well, that's the way God does us, but we're not smart enough to realize that's what's happening. And the sickness and disease that he uses to put up on us, it is a chastisement for our disobedience to his word. But now then, if we'll obey him and do what he says, you don't have to walk there. You know, that's just like whenever I learned that if mother told me to do something, I said, yes, ma'am. What do you want me to do, Mom? And she said, I want you to go carry out the trash. Yes, ma'am. You know, I never had to worry about her getting that butcher knife and going out and cutting that tree limb off no more. You know? But you know, the older you get, the greater the punishment required to get your attention. You know that? You know, one little switch, you know, I can think my daughter, you know, if I had to spank her, when I spanked her, if she had that big diaper on, you know, it didn't, if I spanked her on the pad of that, it didn't do nothing. She wouldn't even cry or nothing. And I found out that wasn't doing nothing. So I found out I had to take the little switch on them bare little legs. Boy, that would get her attention. You know, but that little diaper, that's too much padding. That didn't do nothing. But whenever you go down below that and take that little peach tree limb or whatever and really lay some red marks on them. You know, today, if you leave a red mark on your child, there is people that will come get you. And do you know those people are complete idiots? You know it? They are complete idiots. You know, because the word of God says the rod of correction will drive the evil far from your child and it will save your child from death. So who are you going to obey? The world or God? I'm going to obey God. If you want to raise good children, you're going to do it God's way. Because them little devils and them little kids is going to put you to the test. And if you don't chastise them and you don't stand strong, then they're going to run over you. And I've had people come up to me in the church and I say, oh, what a sweet little 3-year-old girl you got here. They say, yeah, she's the boss. Now, let me tell you what. If you say that about your child and you let them hear that, you're dumb. Now, you may have done it, but I'm going to tell you, you're dumb. Because you're raising up a child that's going to think they're the boss. And they ain't supposed to be the boss. You're supposed to be the boss. And if you don't do that, you're going to have a child that's going to walk all over your heart. But God's not going to do that with you. He ain't never going to let you be the boss. You may think you're going to be the boss, but you ain't going to be. And that's why many people are sick and afflicted in the church today, is because they do not do what God said in His Word. But He says, put away from you a froward mouth and perverse lips, put them far from you, and then let your eyes look right on and let those eyelids look straight before you. So men and women need to learn to look at the right things. Now, I've noticed this, of course, since I'm a man, I learned this principle, and praise God for a pastor that... Dr. Ben Smith, I'll just put his name on tape. Dr. Ben Smith, which was my pastor for years, he's now a retired pastor from the Southern Baptist Convention, but he's the one that made a statement from the pulpit, we should watch our eyes, men, and we should always look a woman right in the eye. You should never look at a woman nowhere except right in her eye. And I thought, hey, I think I'll start that. I think I'll start looking. So I just started looking at women. And every time I looked at a woman, if I looked at her, guess where she was looking at me? Right in my eye. I never, ever, ever looked at a woman anywhere in my life that was not looking at me in the eye. I could be walking down a sidewalk looking, and I say, there's a pretty, pretty girl. You can see a pretty girl coming down the street, and you're looking at her right in the eye. And she's looking at the dresses and everything, and all of a sudden she kind of turns around, she senses you're there, and she looks. I have tried this all over the world. I have never seen a woman that her first impact won't be at your eyes. Do you girls know you do that? You know why you do that? Because you're looking to see where he's looking.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.